The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Hello, Vanessa. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
Thank you
pleasant
so much.
To everyone, lockdown.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. I hope you had a fantastic Monday, regardless. Yeah?
Yes. And
I was
in a council meeting.
Nice.
And I called you straight after.
Nice, nice like a pie. So let's chat a bit, Vanessa. How is everything? How are you doing? How's your family? How's everybody?
Well, I'm okay for now. Yesterday was a bit scary.
Mm-hmm. So.
Not for myself, I know the other families as well.
Mm. Nice. So we heard that Prime Minister Kamala Pisabi-Sessa, you know, she's offering to get mediators to deal with the issue of compensation for you guys. What's your thoughts on it? Do you think you're gonna get that type of resolution out of this?
Yes, of course. I believe that our leader, from the very beginning, she had give her whole soul and love to the family. And we did meet about a few of us,
mm-hmm.
not all at once, but she had called them as well,
right.
And sent her love. She met me about a few days after the accident, when it had now happened.
Right.
And as soon as she came in, she didn't came with any media or anybody. Like that, she just came as a normal person, not as a position leader. And this is something that I will never forget.
It's like, right, yeah,
and
that's
she held and she cried together with me as soon as I saw her, I broke down. I couldn't believe, you know, a woman in such position could come to my home and share my grief.
Yeah.
And she had actually listened to me. She held my son as her own and she did talk with him. At that time, she could barely speak much. Yeah, he had no words, yes, but not complete sentences and all that.
Yeah. Wow, that's really great. And I'm very sure that would stay in your memory because...
It will, for the rest of my life, it will.
And now that you mentioned that she came and checked you with all the media and everything like that, that would mean a significant... That would be so significant to me, as well.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm really glad.
It says a whole lot about her.
It does.
Yeah, she really do care for the people of our country. And I think it's generally like that, so that.
Nice. So, we know the past Prime Minister, Stuart Young, we heard on a news conference back then when he was the Prime Minister that, you know, they were going to compensate you guys. And I wanted to hear from you, especially... Like, what were your thoughts when you saw that news conference that day? Because persons were saying, but I wonder if the family knew this was going to happen. And then, of course, the then Prime Minister, Stuart Young, he mentioned, they haven't told you all as yet. But, you know, you sat down and you heard it on national TV. So what were your thoughts when you heard that? How did you feel?
It's a playing game for them from the very start because if they wanted to reach out to the family. 3 years, 3 months, it's a bit too long to come reach out after a general election. At the peak of the moment, just to come and say, well, you're going to give $1 million to the family.
Yeah.
We think it was a little bit too late, although we had welcomed and we did not say no, but I do not know what went on after that. Our lawyers, They called us, all the family. We did have a conversation, and we were allowed to have our view as well as we are guided by our own lawyer.
Right, right.
But in my honest opinion, Mr. Stuart Young, he was at the Paria incident when it had now happened the very next day, the Saturday, about 2:30 p.m., after lunch.
Right.
And we were there when they're having their meetings with the immediate family, and he didn't know anything what was taking place there. He had no clue. He was clueless.
Right.
He was just talking and talking and talking, nothing concerning the pipeline or what they were going to do. He looked at Piper and Mustaq Mohammed, and he was asking them, like, "Aren't you guys? You are doing your best." And when he said that, they started laughing at us.
What?
And a serious incident like this, it hit the world, rocked Trinidad and Tobago. And it's the first time an incident ever took place. Mm. And we felt like we were nobody, you know. Mm. We were working for them company. And the incident happened there. And they really did not call any of the families to report an accident happened.
Yeah.
I didn't even know when that accident took place. It's a very, for me, it's very selfish.
Mm.
And after 3 years, 3 months, they really did not show that the care.
They didn't show the compassion.
The family. They sent no one to look and see how we live.
Right.
How our children still drinking milk, using Pampers. They
yeah.
didn't care how we had groceries, how we paid bills, because our only survivor.
Right.
Christopher Woodrum.
Yeah.
And they took away our husband, the only breadwinner of the family.
Mm. But within that time frame, within the 3 years and 3 months, any assistance were provided to you guys from anybody in like the government sphere?
No.
None at all?
No one reached out to the family.
No one reached out to the family?
No. The only person, well, the only company had really actually reached out to the family and never said no. Whenever I asked for stuff from them,
mm-hmm.
like occasions come up. Like if it's say Christmas or Mother's Day or
right.
Father's Day, I will reach out to NYSA.
Mm-hmm.
And they were the only one reached out to the family.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So let's talk about the mediators. So what are you looking forward to?
Pardon, I didn't hear
it. Let's talk about the mediators that the Prime Minister, Kamala Pasabisasa, is offering to you. What are you looking out for it? Or what are you expecting from it?
Well, of course, she will not leave no page unturned,
mm-hmm.
and she will seek the best interest for all of us.
Right.
She did give us, guarantees.
She did give you a guarantee.
Yes.
Because we understand that she said that they can't deliver on the compensation just yet, right?
No.
So what are your thoughts on that? Is it like you're going to give it a little time before she actually puts something in place? Or what's your thoughts on that?
Well, for me, it's like, you know, election is now finished. And she has to settle down. So, of course, she will take care of our people as well as us.
Right.
But we have to allow her to do what she has to do.
Yeah. Because now that we are having this conversation, right, it making me think that the then Prime Minister, Stuart Young, where would he have gotten the money from, though? You know what I'm saying? You know,
yeah.
that ever crossed your mind? Because he mentioned that in a news conference, right? And now Prime Minister Kamala Pasabisasa, she is going to reach out to you. But then she mentioned that, you know, we can't deliver just yet. Give us some time. I studied, like, where he would have gotten that money from then. You know, that ever run through your mind?
Yes, of course.
Yeah?
But then again, you think about, they have spent $50 million for the Commission of Inquiry. And never once called any of the family.
Mm.
To deliver a sentence to them.
Right. Okay. All right. No problem. No problem, Vanessa. Well, Vanessa, I wanna thank you for joining us this afternoon.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.